Smart English Today, SET, Intermediate 2. Extensive Listening. Title, How Snow Happens.
Sahabat cerdas, kamu akan menyimak penjelasan tentang proses terjadinya salju yang akan dibawakan oleh Melissa, seorang siswi SMA. Melissa menjelaskan proses terjadinya salju kepada teman-temannya di kelas sebagai bagian dari tugas dari gurunya. Setelah menyimak monolog ini, bersiaplah untuk menjawab pertanyaan yang diberikan ya.
Please listen carefully. Smart listeners, have you ever seen snow? Do you know how snow happens? Well, today we are going to listen to Melissa telling her friends about how snow happens.
Number one, snow is solid precipitation that consists of tiny ice crystals. Number two, it is a weather phenomenon that can lead to potential disruption to the daily lives of people who live in places where it is cold enough to snow. Number three, snow is formed when tiny ice crystals in clouds stick together to become snowflakes. Number four, the ice crystals become heavy enough to fall to the ground if enough of them stick together. Number five, precipitation falls as snow when the air temperature is below 2 degrees Celsius. Number six, the falling snow begins to melt as soon as the temperature rises. But as the melting process begins, the air around the snowflake is cooled. Number seven, if the temperature is warmer than 2 degrees Celsius, then the snowflake will melt and fall as sleet rather than snow. Number eight, it becomes a kind of icy rain. Number nine, the size and makeup of a snowflake depends on how many ice crystals group together. Number 10, it is determined by air temperatures. Number 11, when the temperature is slightly warmer than 0 degrees Celsius, the snowflakes will melt around the edges and stick together to become big, heavy flakes. Number 12, this creates wet snow, which is great for making snowmen and snowballs. Number 13, snowflakes that fall through cold, dry air produce light, powdery snow that does not stick together. Number 14, this creates dry snow, which is ideal for snow sports like skiing or snowboarding, but it is more likely to drift in windy weather.
Sahabat cerdas, kini saatnya untuk mengecek pemahamanmu. Jawablah pertanyaan-pertanyaan berikut dengan memilih A, B, C, atau D.
Answer the questions by choosing A, B, C, or D. Question number one. What phenomenon is the speaker talking about? A, a social phenomenon. B, a natural phenomenon. C, a cultural phenomenon. D, both a natural and social phenomenon. Question number two. What is this talk concerned with? A, the formation of snow. B, the precipitation of snow. C, the temperatures in snowy regions. D, the potential disruptions caused by snow. Question number three. What is the purpose of this talk? A, to explain how snow forms, B, to describe the freezing weather in snowy regions, C, to explain why some disruptions can happen when snow falls, D, to give information about the way tiny crystals fall to the ground.
1. Sahabat cerdas, ayo kita bahas jawabanmu. Soal nomor 1 tadi berbunyi,
Question number 1. What phenomenon is the speaker talking about? A. A social phenomenon. B. A natural phenomenon. C. A cultural phenomenon. D. Both a natural and social phenomenon.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
B. A natural phenomenon.
Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan tentang intisari monolog tadi. Snow atau salju adalah sebuah peristiwa alam yang menjadi topik utama monolog. Sehingga, pilihan jawaban yang paling tepat adalah
B. A natural phenomenon.
Fenomena alam. Yuk dengarkan penggalan monolog tadi untuk memperjelas.
Snow is solid precipitation that consists of tiny ice crystals. It is a weather phenomenon that can lead to potential disruption to the daily lives of people who live in places where it is cold enough to snow.
Ayo kita lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal nomor 2.
Question number 2. What is this talk concerned with? A. The formation of snow. B. The precipitation of snow. C. The temperatures in snowy regions. D. The potential disruptions caused by snow.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
A. The formation of snow.
Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan tentang informasi utama yang didapatkan dari monolog tersebut. Seperti disebutkan di awal monolog, narator menyebutkan bahwa Melissa akan menjelaskan proses terbentuknya salju. Coba dengarkan penggalan materi menyimak tadi.
Well, today we are going to listen to Melissa telling her friends about how snow happens.
Hari ini, kita akan menyimak Melissa yang menjelaskan tentang proses terjadinya salju kepada teman-temannya. Jelas ya bahwa jawaban
A. The formation of snow.
Pembentukan salju adalah jawaban yang tepat. Yuk kita lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal nomor 3.
Question number 3. What is the purpose of this talk? A. To explain how snow forms. B. To describe the freezing weather in snowy regions. C. To explain why some disruptions can happen when snow falls. D. To give information about the way tiny crystals fall to the ground.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
A. To explain how snow forms.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan tujuan utama monolog. Tujuan Melissa tentu saja ingin menjelaskan bagaimana salju terjadi. Jadi pilihan jawaban
A. To explain how snow forms.
Untuk menjelaskan bagaimana salju terjadi adalah pilihan jawaban yang paling tepat. Sahabat cerdas, kamu telah menyelesaikan latihan ini dengan baik. Sekarang, bersiaplah mengerjakan latihan yang ada pada track 3. Tetap semangat berlatih dan belajar ya.
Okay, Listen to the next track, please. Be ready to answer the questions.